You won't have to dig deep into your wallets when you do your holiday shopping at Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast. When you visit the holiday shopping homepage on Amazon, get gift ideas for everybody you know and save lots of money. Start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/holidays.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
Yes, that's right. It's the Survivor Know-It-Alls here live on the final Wednesday of the Survivor season. I'm Rob Cesternino, and here I am with the guy who never makes fun of me behind my back and makes faces when I walk away. Here he is. It's Stephen Fishback.
Hello, Rob.
Yes.
It's me, Stephen.
Stephen, how are you?
I'm good. How was last week with Kim?
Yes, it was good. It was fun. It was different, but not better.
Okay.
It was
right.
Just
all right.
It was different, just
right.
Different.
It was a new experience for you.
Yes,
but it was right. Not better than me.
Yes, I went to a party like this once where all the podcasters put their microphones in the bowl, and then you came out and then podcast with whoever's microphone you took out, and that was different. That was different.
They say that, if you do that with problems, you'll always take yours back. I'd like to be your problem in that way, right? Like if you could exchange problems with anyone.
Listen, I've got 99 problems, but Fishback is not one. Believe me.
Pretty good.
Okay. Pretty good. All right. So we got a lot to do. Very busy next couple of days. It's finals week here on Survivor and Survivor Know-It-All. So we've got a lot to do. As I mentioned, final Wednesday night of the year. We are live here. It's December 11th. The countdown to the Survivor finale is on. It's just 4 days away. And we will soon crown the 27th winner of Survivor, really 26, but the winner of season 27. And it's going to be very exciting, Stephen. Are you pumped
up? Yeah, big surprise. I think we're all wondering who it's going to be. No speculation about who's going to take it home.
Well, we will speculate here tonight. And I thought this was a good episode tonight. It felt like for a little while nothing was really happening, but I felt like it was a really exciting last 15 minutes.
See, I disagree with you, Ra. I thought it was so obvious that Monica was not going to switch over to the other side that it was kind of... it almost seemed pointless. And while I enjoyed Hayden's attempt at swaying her, I just didn't feel the drama. I just didn't think there was any drama.
Okay, well, we will debate that here tonight in just
right now,
a bit.
Right?
Yeah. So we are live here. Use the hashtag RHAP. Get your questions in later on. I'm actually without anybody screening the questions tonight, so you might be able to get terrible questions in tonight as we're going to just go ahead and try to do it on the fly here in a little bit. Also, you can send your questions in on our YouTube channel by clicking the video if you're watching us live or by going later to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Big podcast coming up tomorrow. We're going to talk with Shane Powers, Stephen. Always interesting to talk to Shane Powers.
My interaction with Shane Powers has been close to zero, except there was one of these times when we were both in the casting mix at the same time, and then I got like hourly calls from Shane Powers.
Yeah. Well, I'll be speaking with him in just a few hours, and Shane Powers and I we're like this now, Stephen.
Yeah, he's very laser-like focused when he's got something to say.
Well, I will be in the laser tomorrow, so we're going to talk to Shane Powers relatively early tomorrow. So I'm going to get the question thread up on Facebook in a little bit tonight. And then tomorrow I will also be doing voicemails with Jeff Pittman from True Dork Time. So if you want to get your voicemails in tonight as well, you know the number 323-282-RHAP. Or use the link, robhasawebsite.com/voicemail. So all right, let's jump into some of this here tonight. By the way, also, Stephen, Stephen Fishback has just confirmed with me prior to coming on the air, we will be live after the Survivor finale Sunday night, say 11:10, 11:15 p.m. Eastern.
I got to write a blog. You know, as soon as we can do it, that would be great.
As soon as we can do it. Okay. Well, I'm... Yeah. All right, we'll try. You know, the last 15 or 20 minutes of the reunion show starts to run out of gas. So yeah. We could probably get it probably by 11:05. I think we could get up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have it set up for you Sunday night. We will discuss everything from the finale, the reunion, starting to see our first look at Survivor 28. So lots of stuff with Steven and I. That's the place to be Sunday night live after the finale. And then Monday, we'll have exit interviews with as many people as CBS calls me up on the phone with.
Wow. Well, that's exciting. I hope you get a solid Tyson exit interview. You know, that would be great. And, you know, he's an RHAP regular. Who else? Most of them are people you haven't ever spoken to before.
Well, obviously, I've spoken with Tina before. We've done podcasts with Tina. We've done podcasts with Hayden as well.
Laura Moret, you must have spoken to.
No, I've never podcast with Laura Moret.
Wow.
Yeah. Laura Moret, nobody ever asked for her before this season. It's amazing. But I'm sure
you didn't do Samoa. That's right. So weren't you, because you weren't doing exit interviews. You started your podcast for Samoa, right? But you weren't doing exit.
No, we didn't even podcast during. We started the podcast during Heroes versus Villains, and then we didn't do exit interviews until Nicaragua.
So my blog actually predates your podcast.
Yes, you are you have blogged longer than I have podcasted.
Looks like I'm the real veteran here, Rob. Real authority.
Unless you count the fishbowl, and then that wasn't technically there was no RSS feed back then, but
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. All right. So let's get into everything from tonight. Now, Stephen Fishback says this was cut and dry. This was boring, and you felt like there was no chance that Monica was wavering. I thought that both sides made really good arguments, and I thought that there was a chance that she was going to switch her vote.
I cannot believe you thought that. And you know, kudos to the editors for making as savvy a viewer as you think that, Rob. Because, you know, like you start this episode with Monica telling the guys how much that she loves them, how much she appreciates them. You know, Tyson just put his life on the line for Monica. She's been with him the whole game. And then you think, because like Sierra hurts her feelings, here's one way not to get an ally over to your side, and that is to tell them things that hurt their feelings, because people blame the messenger. They associate you with the negative things, and while it might cause friction between those two people, it's not going to win them over to your team.
Well, what about all the bad things that you told me the other survivors said?
It's true. Yeah. Those are all true, and you should hate them more than you hate me.
Oh.
Kim was saying the nastiest things about you, Rob. They were vile, evil things, and I just want you to know, if you podcast with her, your wife is going to see that podcast, your kid will see that podcast.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Did you feel like Sierra and Hayden made a good pitch? Because I felt like they did.
I thought that it was as strong a pitch as they could reasonably make. It just didn't seem to be like I didn't think there was any real chance that Monica was going to flip over to their side. And also, for what, you know, why is following Hayden somehow better than following Tyson? Well, and, you know, the argument that, you know, these guys are really evil, you don't want to go to the end with them. Like, don't you want to go to the end with evil people? Like, aren't they making a case that, like, she should go to the end with them?
See, I guess I saw it differently. And here's why. Not because it's like, oh, man, they said bad stuff about you. But I feel like for Monica, and I feel like this is the case that I would have tried to make. And I felt like Hayden and Sierra did a really good job. And I actually was very impressed with their effort to try to sway Monica over. I feel like what they could have done, which may have had an impact, is to say, Monica, you can't win the game. Right now, you have no, to use Jonathan Penner's term, what is your story? Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys? Everybody on this jury is dying to see you vote out Tyson and Jervis. And then you can stand here in 4 days and tell this jury, I made the big move. I voted out Tyson. I voted out Jervis. I won 4 immunity challenges. Give me your vote to win the game. And I feel like Monica is without a story right now for why she should win. And I think you know, to say that and say to the jury, would you agree that this that if Monica voted out Tyson and Jervis tonight, this would be a very positive thing for you? Say nothing.
Well,
if
here's
you agree.
Why I really disagree with you, because I think that, you know, everyone playing Survivor in any situation thinks that they have a story, right? Everyone is the narrator of their own journey, and especially on something that's as hard as Survivor, you know, and you can see what Monica's story is. You know, Monica has won all these immunity challenges. Monica gave away the reward. You can see Monica in her own mind, you know, crafting this narrative about how she's the older veteran who lasted with all these young kids, won all these challenges, and while Tyson and Jervis were stabbing backs, she was just building, you know, she was just kicking ass. And, you know, I don't see the appeal of the fault, you know, make this big move on my behalf narrative, you know, like, and the other thing is Hayden literally just used this exact same narrative with Sierra the previous week. He said, Sierra, make the big move right now. You need to do it right now and then you'll win the game. And now he's coming 3 days later and being like, Monica, make the big move right now. You need to do it now and you can win the game. It just seems a little bit, you know, like everyone is making the big moves. Hayden suggests, you know, if you've got half a brain, you're thinking, this is your big move, buddy. You're getting me over to your side. Meanwhile, I'm over here with these two villains who everyone is pissed at, and I've got this great record of immunity wins. Like, I think for Monica can easily craft a narrative for herself.
Now, that being said, Stephen, I agree with Monica's decision tonight to vote with Tyson and Jervis. I absolutely do at the end of the day. I think she made the right decision.
Right. Me too.
But there's a big but. I think that she made the right decision because she's going to get a mulligan at this on Sunday night when somebody comes back from redemption. And for whoever comes back from redemption, that's when Monica should vote with Sierra and vote with whoever comes back from redemption and vote against Tyson or Jervis on Sunday night, not tonight.
Well, that's also would have been the danger of voting out Jervis tonight, is that Laura Moret comes back from redemption. Suddenly Monica is four. And that would have been really dangerous. You know, getting rid of Hayden now, she's got some more leverage at the redemption move. I agree that, you know, certainly Jervis should be thinking like, this is my opportunity to get rid of Tyson at the final four, you know, or even the final five. And if I'm, you know, if I'm Tyson, I'm really scared about these next two, these next two votes.
Yeah. So do you like this idea for Monica to vote with whoever comes back at the final five, whether it's Tina, whether it's Laura Moret, whether it's Hayden? Wouldn't it be weird if it's Hayden and then we have the same exact tribal council? It's like the same exact redux tribal council.
Yeah. Like, come on. This time. Groundhog really
Day.
This time. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a dud. I think that's the move. I think at five or at four is the move. And I actually think it's at four. I think four is the time to do it.
Really? Why four? Why four?
Five just seems too early. At five, you can get out. She could easily get, you know, if you mix things up at five, you could be the one gone at four.
So what would you want to see her do at four?
At four, I think she goes with Jervis and, you know, Sierra, who seems likely that she, you know, depending on who comes back from redemption, and votes out Tyson. That would be the move. And that would be, if I'm Tyson, I don't see how he gets to the end unless he wins that final four immunity, because everyone has been so clear, Tyson is the guy to beat, Tyson is the guy to beat. And if these guys have half a brain, they have to realize that, you know, loyalty is one thing, but, you know, $1 million, this is a game for $1 million, and we got to axe Tyson. So I think Tyson really has got to win that final four immunity challenge.
So do you think that Jervis perceives the game as we do? Do you feel like Jervis feels like he can't beat Tyson?
It's funny because Jervis, whenever the subject of Tyson being this sort of like dominating force comes up, Jervis, he starts shouting. He just like jumps to shouting like, that's not true. No one's leading this alliance. You don't know that. I'm here. I'm as important as Tyson. And so I think like the fact that he's shouting these things means he is aware of it. I think it's like he gets so immediately angry and so aggressive about it. I think it shows that he knows it. And you know, obviously he's denying it to himself, but I definitely think he's aware of it. What do you think, Rob?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Jervis has never, you know, we don't see, and again, there's a lot of things that we don't see, but I don't think that Jervis necessarily has the relationship with Monica and Sierra to then say, hey, now we're going to vote out Tyson. Like, I
well, feel. we saw Jervis and Monica tonight go off and like reaffirm their loyalty to each other. And, you know, he said, you know, you and I are 100%. How do you feel about Tyson? Monica says, well, Tyson's in my alliance, so I trust him. If anything, I thought Monica might be more loyal to Jervis.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that Monica is more loyal to Tyson, but I mean, there's no way for us to, we'll ask her on Monday. Who are you more loyal to, Tyson or Jervis? Who is your, if they're both drowning, who would you save?
Well, yeah, but you go for Jervis, right? Because you think Tyson might be actually able to save himself.
Yeah. So now let's talk about when Sierra won the reward challenge, okay?
And great now, come from behind victory. Amazing come from behind victory, right?
Very like fishbackian come back from behind victory. Shades of Survivor token sheens.
I certainly thought of it myself.
Yeah. So she was totally out of it, and then she comes back and then solves the puzzle, and then there you go.
Yeah. So, not as hard a puzzle. Not as hard a puzzle as the token sheens, but let's be honest.
Okay. We'll give you that. So now here comes Sierra, and she wins the challenge. Hold on, before we get to this, now you're going to have to dig deep. Survivor phrase or not?
Is it the now? You know, you are going to have to dig deep, right?
You were going to have to dig deep.
You were going to have to dig deep. I think that's fair.
I think it's a reach.
Really?
I think it's a reach. If you asked me to write down, if you told me before Survivor Tonight, write down 10 common Survivor phrases, now you're going to have to dig deep would not be on my list.
But that's what makes it more of a puzzle, is that it's not like, you know, it's not freaking whatever.
Like,
got nothing for you, you know? It's not one of the classics.
I guess it's time
to vote, you know? Nothing like that.
Yeah. I mean, I would have had all the fix-ins ahead of you're going to have to dig deep.
You're going to have to dig deep is a classic.
I don't know. I think it's a reach. All right. So Sierra wins. She digs deep and then she wins the challenge. And now she gets a choice. She gets a chance here. All right. She gets to pick somebody to go with her to order from the Survivor room service menu. And so she goes, Hayden, was that a bad move?
I saw you tweet about this, Rob. I know you think it's a bad move.
Yeah, I mean, don't you have to take the swing vote there?
I don't see how you would not take the swing vote. I agree. That seems like a huge mistake.
Now, I will say, let me give credit to Sierra. Now, and again, I will give credit because it worked out, not because that this was her like master plan, I don't believe. But when she went to go talk to Monica, it was actually maybe even better than had she sat with her during the meal.
In front of everybody.
Because the way that she did it, she talked to Monica, it's seemingly like right before tribal. So you wonder if Tyson and Jervis had enough of a chance to rebuttal what she might have said. And I don't even know how Tyson and Jervis let that conversation happen with Monica and Sierra.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty like basic tenet of Survivor, is that if you see a marginal ally go off by themselves, you go with him. Like, you are on that person. And that, if anything, was, you know, proof that they must have thought Monica was 100%, you know? And then, you know, you saw Tyson and Jervis talking about it, and Tyson kind of getting his paranoid self worrying, and then Jervis is like, nah, she's fine. I'm sure their doubt levels were like 1% down.
But why not go and say, okay, I know that Monica is the swing vote here. I am going to follow Monica around. That's what I would do if I was out there. I would be sitting.
If you think Monica's a swing vote, right? Unless you think she's like more solid than solid.
I mean, but why take it? Why would you take the chance? I mean, you have you're down to the final five here. It's like, okay, I know Monica's good. I'm just going to let the other people talk her ear off the rest of the afternoon and persuade them into voting me and my ally out. But I can't
disagree with you, Rob. You're definitely right.
Yeah. I mean, I would follow Monica around all day. I'd say, oh, Monica, could you tell me again about your kids? And she's like, oh, yeah, let me tell you about this time. Has Brad Culpepper ever done anything cool? You're like, oh, yeah, let me tell you this.
How about that immunity win of yours? That was pretty spectacular.
Yeah. And then Sierra comes around and is like, Monica, can I have a word from you? And like, hey, whatever you have to say to my friend Monica, you can say in front of me. Right, Monica? Isn't that right? So I don't know. I would not have let... You know, or I would have been lingering around, you know, wanted to make sure.
Right.
But then again, it worked out. So it's not the end of the world. Okay. So were you surprised Tyson didn't play the idol, Steven?
No, I mean, the same thing. You know, they're certain about Monica. I think, you know, the dangerous time is when someone comes back from redemption, right? Who knows who it's going to be? Who knows when? You know what they're going to do. He's got that other idol now. Now he's safe to the final four for sure.
Man,
so
Steven,
I think that's.
You must play Survivor with ice water in your veins. You are not nervous about anything.
I'm nervous all the time. No, look, it's easy certainly watching it here, and I'm sure Tyson thought about it, but like I don't know. I just think that they've got a good read on Monica. I think she's portrayed to us as this swing vote outsider, but ever since the merge, I think Monica has been super tight with them.
Yeah. Oh, man, I almost gave myself an ulcer playing Survivor. I'm like, oh, what if this person does something? What if this person does something? But yeah, Tyson and Jervis are just like, hey, let's just go eat some coconuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think that he should have played his idol tonight? Though what happens when you got two Marettes coming at you? Two Marettes, man.
Yeah, I
two
guess Marettes, so. I just seemed like there was not even like, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to start to... If we're gonna rank the players coming in and do a little power rankings before the finale, but what did you want to talk about?
No, I don't even remember. It was the passing time.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So let's talk power rankings here. Okay, so we have five people. I'm sorry, four people still in the game. Three on Redemption Island. Do you want to include the people from? Well, somebody from Redemption Island's coming back.
I think we should.
Let's do. Okay, who's coming back from Redemption Island? Is it Laura Moret?
Yeah, Laura Moret.
I mean, is this an underreported story this season of Laura Moret's like Aussie-like run here on Redemption Island?
Well, that would make it almost seem like, you know, the edit thing. It's hard to get into the Laura Moret edits. It's, you know, I definitely think that Laura Moret has dominated the challenges up to this point. She has smoked her competition in almost every one. And, it just seems very unlikely that you know, I would really bet against Hayden coming back because these challenges have not been very guy friendly. And I think typically the last challenge especially is not very guy friendly. I remember the last challenge in Redemption Island was like sort of a balance your foot on a beam kind of challenge, which was very like lady friendly. I just think it's going to be, Laura all the way. I'm, you know,
yeah,
bullish on Laura Moret.
You know, we have many times talked about, is Survivor biased towards the male players? It really feels as though these Redemption Island challenges are very much geared for a woman to do well and succeed. And it almost goes against what so many people have said over the years, is that, oh, they don't want any of the guy players to go home. They want to keep the guy players around. Is it just a completely unrelated coincidence?
I think that the Redemption challenges have typically been, I mean, there's no question that Redemption Island was brought into Survivor to make sure that they didn't lose Russell Hance in the first episode, right? It was the Rob versus Russell season. They brought in Redemption Island to make sure they at least got three episodes with Russell Hance, because everything made it look like Russell would be gone immediately. And he was gone pretty fast. The challenges, though, have always been very balance-based. They're not super physical. And I think that makes a lot of sense. In like a dual situation, you want to kind of equalize it a little bit. The fact is there is unfairness all over Survivor. There is nothing fair about Survivor in any capacity.
How dare you?
Some challenges favor one person. Some challenges favor another. You know, maybe two people were on a season together. Maybe someone is, you know, young enough to tolerate the heat better. The unfairness is so distributed that you have to just assume that it's, you know, it'll hit you sometimes and it won't hit you other times.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's talk about, so who's coming back? Is it Tina? Probably not, right?
Well, I mean, you think, what about, let's say Tina versus Hayden. Who do you think?
I think it depends what the challenge. Well, what did we see? Balancing on one leg?
Yeah, I mean, you know, why not Tina in that what if it's betraying your kin? What if it's eliminating your kin from the game? You know, Tina would ace that challenge, Laura would lose.
Yeah, probably. So
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, gun to my head, I got to think Laura Moret's coming back into the game.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think there's, I mean, it would, I mean, of course something else could happen, but it seems like next to a certainty, right?
Yes, seems like pretty certain. Almost like when we knew Ozzy was coming back into the game. So okay, so let's say
Yeah.
here comes Laura Moret Sunday night. Okay,
Yeah.
so now if you're Monica, does it make more sense to go to with the Moretts, or does it make more sense to stick with Tyson and Jervis?
I think you go with the Moretz. I think
I
that
think
the
so too.
Moretz are going to split the Moret mom vote. You know, I don't know though. If you're Monica, you're thinking that Tyson and Jervis have all this negative publicity, right? You know, Tina said, we're never voting for, you know, you guys, you lost votes. You know, I think Monica does have this, you know, this resume, at least in her mind. You know, I think in Monica's mind, maybe she thinks, I've got a story here. I've got a shot. I can Natalie White this.
I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I think that the survivor jury, if there was a realistic third option, if there was like people are dissatisfied with Tyson and Jervis, if you
Right.
gave them a realistic third option, they would consider the third option. If Sierra got to the final three with Tyson and Jervis, I think people would say, you know what? I could live with myself voting for Sierra. I don't feel like the people on the jury could say to themselves, you know what? Monica played the game well enough to win.
But I think that's because we are seeing the story of you know an edited story where we see how everyone think how everyone perceives of Monica as paranoid. From Monica's perspective, you know, what does she think? Monica doesn't think of herself as a bad player, right? Monica thinks that, you know, I won all these challenges, I gave everyone that reward. Everyone thinks of themselves as a threat.
I guess so. I feel like if I'm Monica, I want to sit next to the two Moretts. Maybe they split some votes. Maybe I could be the third party candidate of maybe, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's tough.
But
You
I think
probably.
Monica loses a lot of her, you know, story to Laura Moret. You know, Monica won challenges, Laura Moret won more challenges. You know, Monica's a mom, Laura Moret's a mom, and her daughter's right there. She's got proof.
Yeah.
You know,
No, she's in. I'll say this.
Monica's a MILF with big boobs, so is Laura.
Whoa, Steven, this is very I did not think that I would hear you say MILF with big boobs at any point tonight. I feel
Every
like
night. It just depends on whether I'm podcasting or not. You know, always talking about that.
Monica Culpepper is in a no-win situation. I don't think that she could that's what I was thinking tonight during the episode. I'm like, you know what? She's damned if she does, damned if she doesn't. I don't think there's any way for her to win the game here, especially if Laura Moret comes back.
Do you think now? All right, so let's talk power rankings. Let's take it from the top, right? Tyson gotta be the number one contender, with the caveat that the number one contender always got a big target at the final four.
Yeah. And I like to do the power rankings from 5 to 1. I like
Oh,
to go
let's
from
do five. All right, I've
I like to
ruined
go from the
one. Let's
bottom
go
up.
back to
We
five.
all know Tyson is one, but
Right.
this will be far more interesting. Okay,
This is
so
really though 7 to 1, right? Or 6 to 1.
all right,
Seven to one.
seven. Who's at 7? Tina?
I think Hayden.
You think Hayden is worst?
I think Tina has a better shot than, well, I don't know. Let's say Tina. Tina at seven.
Okay, Tina's at 7. Hayden's at 6.
Yeah.
Who's at 5?
I think Monica, based on what you're saying.
Is it not Jervis?
Oh, Jervis. It is Jervis.
Yeah. Okay, then let's put Monica at 4. And then which Moret you want to put at 2, and which Moret you want to put at 3?
I think you've got to put Sierra above Laura because Sierra is in the game right now.
Yes, she's not eating cheeseburgers. She's in the game. And number 3 in our power rankings is Laura Moret ahead of Monica.
Right.
Is that right? Laura Moret is ahead of Monica in the power rankings?
Is there, let's take a step back. Is there a scenario where Jervis at the final four votes out Tyson with the Moretz and wins?
Okay, so let's play this out. Okay,
Because
so.
Jervis has been a key deciding factor in
Whoa,
every
whoa,
vote
whoa, whoa!
along the
Hold
way.
on. Let me, Steven. You gotta hold up right there. So
Hold up, bro.
hold up, bro. For the Moretts to get to the final four, what happened that they voted out Monica at 5?
They went with Jervis.
Who went with Jervis?
The Moretz and Jervis.
The Moretts and Jervis, and then Tyson had immunity, and they voted out Monica.
Well, Tyson played his idol. Tyson plays his idol at the next tribal council.
And
no,
he,
no question.
And Tyson's vote was for Monica?
No, Tyson voted for whomever. It doesn't matter, right?
It matters if he played his idol.
Did well, no, they split the Jervis vote? Jervis and the Moretz vote for Monica.
Okay, it's that's three votes for Monica.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but Tyson, did Tyson say I'm going to play my idol beforehand?
It doesn't matter.
Well, it matters because if the votes were against Tyson, then
they're not against Tyson. They're against Monica in this scenario.
Okay, well, if I was going to play if I was Tyson, I'm going to play the idol. I wouldn't tell everybody I'm going to play the idol first.
But everyone knows he has an idol.
Do
Jervis
they know?
Jervis knows. Jervis, who's masterminding this betrayal, knows that he's got an idol.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so whatever. So Monica goes home. And so
I'm just saying, is there a scenario where Jervis can win?
This would be a real turnabout for Jervis. I can't imagine why Jervis would say, hey, I'm better off in the final four with the two Moretz than with
Tyson.
Well,
what about I'm better off in the final three with Monica and A. Moret? Or Monica and Sierra? Why not? Or Monica and Laura?
It does not seem to fit with Jervis's character that he would say, I'm going to betray Tyson and Monica and to go with Laura and Sierra.
All right, so let's say that he vote betray at the final four. You've got Tyson, Jervis, Monica, and a Moret.
Okay.
And Jervis thinks to himself, I can't win against Tyson. I'm number two against Tyson, but I've been in strategic control of this game the whole time. I've got a lot of big moves to my credit. You know, Tyson overshadows me. If I get rid of Tyson, I can win against these two goons.
Okay, so which Moret is it? Is it Laura
Doesn't
or
matter.
Is it Sierra?
I'm just saying,
I think it matters. I think it matters.
Let's find a scenario that Jervis can win in. That's all I'm asking. Is there a scenario?
All right, so let's say let's for the sake of argument, all right, let's make it Laura Moret, okay? Because I think that Jervis has a better chance than Sierra Easton, not Moret. So here we go. Okay, so it's Jervis, Monica, Laura in the final two, in the final three. Okay, let me give you real quick. The Biskauskas brothers, where are they going?
They might go Jervis, right? Weren't they friends back in the day?
But Jervis betrayed Otis.
Yeah, but like it's a game. You
he's
know,
a, no,
Otis
he's upset.
I'm sure
they're
can
upset.
See past the what?
There that listen to my exit interview. Otis did not. He did not like that move that Jervis did.
All right, but against Monica, who nobody likes because she's so paranoid, and against Laura Moret, who has been out of the game most of the game, you might vote for Jervis. You got to vote for someone.
Yes, you might. What about Caleb?
Caleb Jervis.
He said he doesn't even like people from Philly.
Maybe Laura Moret for Caleb.
Maybe this is the scenario where Monica can win.
That's possible.
What about the Wesson girls? What do they do in this scenario? They're going to vote for Laura Moret.
Laura Moret for sure. Sierra votes for Laura Moret.
Laura Moret, that she's like one vote away here.
Winner of Survivor 27, Laura Moret. Could happen.
Tyson would vote for Jervis.
Tyson votes for Jervis.
Where's Hayden going?
It's going to be a fire-making challenge.
Hayden
votes for Jervis.
Hayden is going for Laura Moret, I think.
Hayden votes for Jervis.
Here is your winner of Survivor 27, Laura Moret. Wow, fantastic.
Is that who's taking over finale duties from Jeff in that scenario? Jerry Seinfeld?
No. That's Howard Finkel, I believe.
Okay.
So, all right. So that'd be amazing. What an upset that would be if on Sunday night Laura Moret wins Survivor.
So Laura Moret, like number three, Sierra Moret, we think number two, very compelling story, Sierra Moret, you know,
I believe it's Sierra Easton.
Game, you know, makes a few big flips. Sierra Moret is like the Aaron Lobdell. The Sierra Moret Aaron Lobdell parallels here are
uncanny. Why do you say?
It's just like the one who like everyone disregarded. You know, they all kind of didn't like her. She was on the outs. Maybe they liked her. I don't know. And then you know she makes some key flips at key times, but she's not going to win.
Okay. All right. So we'll see. You think that she has her marks on third place? Is that what would make her the Aaron Lobdell?
Well, yeah, but in this scenario, fourth place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, if Sierra would have just gone with Hayden and Caleb a couple of weeks ago.
I know, that was what was so funny. She, this episode, she was like, there was nothing else we could have done. We made the move when we could have. I tried when I could have done it. Like, you could have done it 3 days beforehand, and you would have won the game.
Yeah. I mean, she really set this whole thing in motion. I mean, that getting, when she told Tyson what the plan was, that changed the whole season.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Did you? I assume you and Kim talked about that, right, last week, how, like,
yes,
this whole drawing rocks thing, come to this realization a few days earlier, you're good.
I said I would not, if I was Hayden, I would not have been able to hold back and say, we could have skipped this whole thing if you just vote with us 3 days ago. A lot of people have been asking me tonight and in the last couple of days, Sierra, is she a returning player? Do you want to just Sierra come back?
I think Sierra does come back. I think Sierra gives great confessional. I think she has, you know, she's shown that she is willing to flip and make big moves. I think the decision to go to Rocks, like, you want a player who was willing to go to Rocks. Other than Katie, you don't want her, but you want a different, you know, you
hey,
want
I
Sierra.
Heard she's looking hot.
Katie was looking hot.
Whoa. Yeah. All right. Well, let me also say, I think that Sierra should come back. I think that she has potential here. I think it's been
This is a real turnabout for you, Rob. You've been very anti-Sierra for
the
whole season.
You know, early on in the season, I didn't see anything. But I think she's been enough of a entertaining player that I think she's...
Has her, like, vigorous Twitter browbeating, is this what... What's caused this
Steven,
change of opinion
I keep,
for you? You're afraid
I keep
that you're
it
gonna
real.
Get tweeted tonight.
I keep it real, Steven. When she wasn't doing good, I was calling it like I see it, and I feel like that. I haven't agreed with everything she's done this season, but I think that she has done enough good things. And Steven, let's just say the bar for the returning Survivor female is not incredibly high.
No, they brought back Laura Moret.
Oh, Steven.
Burn. No, I love Laura Moret. I love Laura Moret, but it was there.
It was a zinger. Yeah.
All
right. So, okay, let's talk about Tina at Redemption Island. And it's very, very hard to watch the whole thing with Tina at Redemption Island, talking about how she cares so much about Katie and just as a mom, how hard it is, and really, you know, lump in the throat during the entire Redemption Island.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know, I have not heard, I know I said last week I wasn't expecting to do an exit interview if it was one of the Westons, but I have not had my exit interview canceled yet for tomorrow. So I would assume at this hour, it looks like we are on for a Katie exit interview tomorrow morning. So
I'm sure you will pass on everyone's condolences.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we just weren't sure if she was going to be up for doing one. So... Right. We have not heard anything, if there's been any cancellation, so I'm going to assume, until I hear anything else, that we are on. So look for exit interview tomorrow with Katie. So,
well, let's talk about that decision in the game to, you know, say I'm going to pursue my – I thought it was a really interesting decision, because obviously the mom in Tina, you know, thought maybe she should give it over for Katie. But it seemed like she didn't really think that. You know, it never seemed like – you know, in the way that Laura Moret – has, you know, very aggressively sacrificed her own game for Sierra's. It really didn't look like Tina, you know, was going to do that ever. You know, Jeff asked her, is this going to be hard for you? And Tina says, I'll make that decision in the moment, which to me means I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And you know, I thought it was interesting because, you know, I think, you know, for a lot of these survivors coming with their loved ones, like, this is their thing. This is what gives their, you know, this is part of their identity and their daily lives. You know, Tina's a winner. Tina's played twice before. I think it would be very hard for Tina to, in any circumstance, say, you know, my commitment to the, you know, your engagement with this thing is more than mine is.
Yeah, and I'll ask Katie about this if we have the exit interview tomorrow, but I think it meant more to Tina than to Katie. I don't feel like Katie was, you know, super into, you know, these entire Survivor experience. As much as
I thought she was, I think she was not thrilled. I think she was understanding, but not thrilled when her mom said that.
Yeah. I mean, she did say, like, when Tina said, like, all right, so I'm gonna do this. Are you okay? And what did she say? She said, it's okay.
Fine,
she said, it's all right. Like, so I guess that's like when, I asked Nicole something and she's really annoyed and she's like, it's fine. It's like, oh, it's not fine. You said fine. That's not fine. Katie kind of did not. Yeah, you're right. She didn't seem thrilled. But at the end of the day, I feel like it was, you know, Tina is kind of like, you saw the competitive side of Tina there, and she was not going to give up. And I think you're right that if Tina really was going to not go through with it, she would have said, hey, I'm not going to compete in the challenge. I think what Tina wanted to have happen was that Katie beat her at the challenge,
right,
and she wouldn't have had to make that decision. Said, hey, look, my daughter beat me fair and square. But then,
what if it was Dominic against you? Would you eliminate Dominic?
Yes. No, he's done. He's done.
Yeah. Okay. Now we know, you know, Survivor pops versus kids, you know.
Yeah. Steven, and are you aware that it's not just how, if your poll is long enough, it also has to be strong enough? Are you aware of
that's going to be the next, you know, famous Survivor friend. You've heard me say this.
Yes.
Your poll has to be strong enough.
Like, oh, the puzzle. I got to get my puzzle right. Okay. So, Stephen, before we get to questions here, you know, we didn't get to talk to you during the big rock draw last week.
I know.
Did you?
I was sad to miss that of all episodes. What a great episode.
It was a great episode. So, did you have any thoughts on that? My take on it real quick was that I kind of felt like everybody made the best strategic move possible last week.
So the only thing where that would not be the case is if you thought that there was a viable move against Tyson at the final four, where Sierra, Jervis, and Monica could vote out Tyson. But otherwise, I think that's right. You know, certainly Tyson made the best decision for himself. It was funny that Jervis was egging everybody on to draw rocks.
Yeah.
Well, that was the thing. There was a moment there where they could have cut Monica and gone with Sierra.
Well, would you have done that? We talked about that a lot last week.
I mean, that might have been the move for Tyson, like, or at least to promise her, at least for Jervis and Tyson to say, you know what, we're going to go with you 100%, and then to vote around next week.
Yeah. Well, would they still have the votes?
Yeah, they'd have Monica.
Wait, so I'm not sure I follow the. Okay, so you want to say. So talk me through this plan again.
They voted twice, right?
Right.
And Sierra starts to say, I'm not switching. I'm going to rocks unless someone is willing to come to my. And then Jervis cuts her off immediately and is like, no, we're going to rocks, you know, and obviously fine for him because he's safe. But it sounded like Sierra was open to negotiating, switching her vote in exchange for some kind of favorable deal or commitment. And so make the commitment and then blindside her and call her an idiot, you know, like,
yeah,
why not?
So I'm not sure. So you're saying at tribal council, you want them to say like, hey, Sierra, don't worry. You are the three. And if she's the three, then can't she say, well, then can we vote out Monica right now?
Well, then she loses all, you know, it sounded like Sierra was the one negotiating. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like from my perspective, like, obviously, they don't vote out Monica. I think that's a no-brainer, right? Like, they're not voting out Monica for any reason. But I got the sense that Sierra was like, listen, I'm willing to switch if, and then she's immediately cut off.
Yeah. All right. So we don't know what she would have said. All right. So we are going to jump into questions. I want to do something a little bit different tonight. We're going to take questions in real time. Right away. But if you're watching this in the archive on YouTube, Steven and I are going to be right back after a quick break. Don't go anywhere. All right, We're back. Steven, how you doing?
I am well.
Yeah.
Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. Ready to get into some Survivor questions here live. And let's bring in Scott St. Pierre, who's been following the questions all night. Let's see if he has any of the questions up. Let's see. We're going to wait to get. We're having some a little difficulty with the questions. So I'm going to pull some that I have been getting myself on Twitter. So Steven, this is from Marion Silva. She wants to know, if Tyson wins immunity next week, will he give his hidden idol to Jervis?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Or Monica, give it to Monica, make her feel safe.
You gotta start to make Monica feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, always want to have Monica feel safe because she's starting to get very upset.
Yeah, she's getting paranoid. I think giving the idol to Monica would show that he was committed to her and it would undo any of the negative feeling of the episode.
Yeah. Ethan Hensel wants to know, do you think that Sierra and Hayden should have told Monica at Tribal Council to vote out Tyson so Tyson could waste his idol?
They don't necessarily, I guess they assume that Tyson has an idol. It's not a bad idea, but then what if Monica, their real goal is to get Monica to flip, right? They want Monica to flip and they want Jervis gone. So I think that that's the wrong move, right? Then the best case scenario is Tyson loses his idol, but he still has the numbers and votes you out next time. I think that's the wrong move.
All right, this is a fun one. Let's go to from Anne Margaret, the Anne Margaret. What jury member will give the most bitter of the final tribal council speeches? Okay, who you got, Stephen? Let's. This is always a fun competition. And if you for the commenters, get your comments in now. Get your shot called. Most bitter final tribal. Who was the most bitter last season? Was it Brenda?
Oh, yeah, Brenda, for sure.
Bitter Brenda?
I think the most bitter would be Vetus.
Ooh, a bitter Vetus.
Oh, Caleb seemed pretty upset, but I think Vetus is still going to be number one bitter.
He seems salty. Could Hayden maybe sneak in there?
I don't think so. I think Hayden had such a good attitude about the whole thing. You know, he realized it was a game. He hated to lose the game. I would say Hayden's going to be one of the least bitter.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Vetus could be good. Vetus seems a little cranky.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always, I think Vetus, you know, I can see artists sort of like hamming it up a little bit, you know, like they want you to be bitter, right? So.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go from Fada Morgano says, another mistake Sierra made was to share the idol clue with Tyson. And then the same day at Tribal Council changed mind. That wasn't good.
If she hadn't done that, she could have had the idol, like the whole thing. It was just crazy.
Yeah, that wasn't good. If she comes back again, she's got to not do that.
Share the idol clue with the person you're going to flip on.
Yes, don't do that. Okay.
Not the right move.
All right, so Shari Barboza wants to know, if Jervis makes to the final tribal council, do you think he will yell at the jury members too?
That they're sore losers.
We've seen it before.
It's possible. It could be, you know, call them a bunch of sore. Why stop now, you know?
Yeah.
Be consistent.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is from Jeremy Medina, who wants to know, is there still a sprint player of the season? I haven't seen any ads during commercials to vote. If so, who would win? All right, Steven, this has been underreported this season, but I believe that I am not inaccurate saying Sprint no longer sponsors Survivor.
Is that right? Okay. So then there might not be. I mean, they might do a different sort of fan favorite. Let's say hypothetically, who would win fan favorite?
Okay, who do you think?
Three options.
Yeah.
Certainly Tyson, right? Tyson very well could win fan favorite.
He could. I don't know if Tyson has been that much of a fan favorite.
But he's funny and he's, you know, he's just dominating the season. I think that whoever comes back from Redemption Island could have a good shot at a fan favorite.
Yeah.
And I think Hayden could have a good shot at
Hayden. Hayden would be the fan favorite. So Hayden is gonna be on the line, I think, to lose some money on Sunday night.
Yeah, great.
Because they did not have
they didn't have a sprint thing.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, they didn't even have it. And all season long, they didn't have text one for Monica. So
does this mean that Malcolm is now the sole reigning fan favorite from now on out?
Forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Did Malcolm win it or did Cochran win it?
Malcolm won it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Jacob Brabant says, most bitter is Tina. Seeing her after the Oddest Blindside makes me feel like it would be her. Do you think Tina will be the most bitter juror?
It could happen. I mean, she doesn't seem so bitter now, but I guess after the Oddest Blindside, she sure was.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Jillian Talley. She wants to know, is Kat going to be upset with Hayden for calling Katie hot? Okay, let's talk through this. is Hayden going to be in hot water?
Well, we know that you know, Katie has made, you know, she made final six or whatever, or final eight. So, you know, she made the merge.
Yeah, so she is looking very...
She's a legitimate threat, yeah.
Very hot and merge-like.
Merge-like, for sure.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Let's do a few more questions. I'm just firing these up here. I know you like to read a question, Steven. Let's see.
I'll read you a question, Rob.
Okay. How about
a bedtime question?
Let's see.
If you get one, I haven't really seen a lot.
Okay. Let's see. How about, let's go in. Here you go.
Is Brad Culpepper going to take credit for whatever Monica places? He said so. Mia wants to know.
Oh, you're reading a question. Okay. Well, yeah. Give us, that was not the question that was on the screen. Okay. So what is the question?
I jumped over to my Twitter to see what the questions were.
All right, fire away. What's the question?
Is Brad Rob Mia DZZ22 wants to know, is Brad Culpepper going to take credit for whatever Monica places? He said so.
Well, when I did my exit interview with Brad Culpepper, that he said a couple things that I put a warning on that. I said, this sounds a little spoilery to me, because he was like, Brad Culpepper, like, asked himself, as a lawyer, you know, he asked himself a lot of like rhetorical questions, like, I don't know, did my game make sense or did it not? Like, I guess you got to see how Monica does. I mean, if Monica does well, then I think I did a good job. If she didn't,
wow.
Like, I'm like,
right.
So, yes, I think Brad Culpepper is ready to take credit for it, however Monica does in the game.
I'm guessing that was, not his original strategy coming into the game was getting Monica as far as possible.
Yeah. Okay. This is from Joshua UYA.
I'll read this.
Okay.
Why does Rob never respond to comments? Because I jump in first, Joshua. I don't give him the opportunity to respond, and that's obvious. Okay. So let's take the next one.
Anna J.
Does the jury like Tyson? Rob, respond to this one.
I believe that the jury maybe does not love Tyson, but I believe the jury respects Tyson.
I think that, like, Tyson has really got to, the fact that Tina said those things early on about how screwed he was in front of the jury, I really think has helped him throughout the game, because people, I think, might conceive of him as like a Russell Hantz.
How much do you think it hurt Hayden tonight to have Tina say, go on, win the challenge, Hayden?
Hayden was in trouble anyway. I don't think Hayden was ever, I think Hayden was screwed no matter what.
Didn't help though,
that,
right?
That kind of thing is also great for Tyson, right? Because to see the jury actively rooting against him might make people think like, hey, I can take this guy to the finals because people want him to lose.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay. This is from Mike Harvey. He wants to know, do you guys trust each other on level 10? Steven, do you trust me on level 10?
No. Yeah. If we were on a season together, I believe that you would do if it was convenient, you would not vote me out.
Well, yeah. So you're saying that you would want me to vote. So if it was convenient, I would not vote you out. So you're saying I would only keep you if it was inconvenient?
If it was mildly inconvenient, I think you'd probably vote me out. You know, if it was slightly more convenient for you to vote me out than to keep me.
So this whole thing, this time, this means nothing.
To me, it means something. To me, it means something, because I'm a sucker. You know, I believe in friendship. But I know Rob Cisternino, you know, he's you know.
Steven, I would be so paranoid the whole time if I was ever on Survivor again. I just like the whole time I would just be like, it's not me, is it? Would you tell me if it was me? Is it me? I would make Monica look like she had, you know, ice water in the veins. It would be a disaster.
Yeah, you would be the new. I guess Monica is a good.
I guess so.
You can't really do better than that.
I guess so. All right, let's do. Let's see, one or two more questions. Okay, let's see. This is from Fata Morgana. Rob, I heard the podcast you did with Tyson a year ago, and Tyson said that if he won, he would spend all the money in 3 months. Do you think he would really do it? Steven, have you ever... So Tyson, a year ago, did a podcast with me and said if he ever won Survivor, that he would tell the jury that they were all invited to a party, and if they voted for him... that they would all get to go to the party, and he would help. He would party with his entourage and spend all the money in 3 months. Do you think that Tyson will go through with this plan if he's the winner of Survivor?
So Tyson doesn't drink, right?
Right.
And so, like, if he goes to a party, you know, he's not spending a lot of money on alcohol, right? But what are Tyson's expenses? You know, when he goes to party, you know, he's got to pay for friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got to pay for his entourage to be there. He's got to pay for hairstylists. And he's got to pay for snacks. for like chips and things.
Yeah,
That seems like 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months. You think that he will make it far? What would Tyson do with $1 million?
You know, I think he would live in the style to which he is accustomed.
Yeah. Okay. And let's do one last question from Jason Perry. He says, is this finale going to have the best walking around and looking at people's names segment ever? What, with family members thrown in there and all?
Yeah. Yeah. I love the rites of passage. You know, it gets a lot of crap from the folks, you know, but I always get a little bit teary when I hear people's journeys.
Yeah. You love a good journey.
I do love a good journey. What do you think? Is this going to have a good rites of passage?
I think it depends who the final three is. So let's assume that Jervis, Monica, Tyson remain in power. I think you could have an emotional early part of the journey there with three people whose loved ones went out pre-merge. But then I think it could get a little, a little boring in the middle.
Do you think that Jervis is going to get really like choked up about Marissa?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Jeff Probst tweeted today, Stephen, everyone will be on the stage on Sunday night.
Wow.
Russell Hantz also tweeted today. He was only going to watch the finale to see if they were going to disrespect people again like that. So Russell has no reason to watch anymore.
Maybe that's why Jeff tweeted that, just to make sure that Russell wasn't watching.
Yeah. So are you pumped up for the finale?
Yeah, kind of.
That doesn't seem very pumped up.
Woo!
Yeah. Now, Steven, I can't believe another season of Survivor has come and gone.
I know, our lives just slowly trickling away, measured in Survivor seasons.
Yes. Yeah. The cat's in the cradle and the Survivor seasons. It's all happening so fast. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so Steven, who's getting a fishy tonight?
I'm giving one to Tyson, of course, just for being handsome. And then I'm giving one to Jervis for helping Tyson be handsome.
What?
I'm giving one to Jervis for talking Tyson down when Tyson looked like he was going to flip out a little bit. There was a moment in the... Whoa, excuse me.
Wait,
there
was hold on. I thought the fishy goes to whoever played a strategic game, not who's helping Tyson win.
Who's helping Tyson? I think that the best friend deserves a fishy. It's not just the guy; it's also the best friend. Whoa,
you're hitting the microphone.
So sorry about that. All right. I'm really excited.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry to all the viewers and listeners.
Sorry, everybody. All right. Yeah. So check out Steven's blog on people.com tomorrow. He'll have more insight into this. And then Steven, only one last blog to write until 2014.
Wow. Crazy. Crazy how it happens that way.
Okay. Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Stephen Fishback and I will be live again on Sunday night, shortly after the end of the Survivor reunion. Once they start talking about Survivor 28, that's how you know it's time for me and Stephen.
And I hear Survivor 28 is supposed to be a great one. It's all new players, and I'm very excited for that.
All new players. Are you a little nervous about talking about all new players?
Like, will I be able to understand who they are, not having met them?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to all new player season because I kind of feel like there's sometimes where we have to like pull punches and stuff like that. It's like, oh, well, I don't want to, really
right.
kill
you
that
love
person.
Ar- we know you and Aris are great friends.
But
it.
The new people, that's just, all bets are off. It's open season.
Yeah, I'm excited. I like a new player season. You get to see, there's something about returning players, they've had the chance to play. Once you've played a couple times, you know how to play Survivor, right? Something exciting about the new people, the adventure is still really fresh for them. And, their real chops emerge.
Okay. So, that's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday. So look for an exit interview with Katie. We will also, speak with Shane Powers. I'm going to get the thread up on Facebook to ask questions for him and voicemails for tomorrow, with Jeff Pittman. So get your voicemails in as well. And thanks to everybody using our shopping links for Amazon to do their holiday shopping. Always appreciate that as well. So Steven, by the way, and did you have a good Hanukkah?
Yeah, it was really nice. I had a lot of turkey.
Yes. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Steven, we'll talk to you on Sunday night. Everybody else, make sure you're subscribed. Don't miss any of this. It's the biggest week of the Survivor season. Go to robhasawebsite.com/iTunes and subscribe to the video channel on YouTube at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Take care, everybody. Have a great night. Survivor, bye.
No way to... Bye.